Auckland's public dental service has failed to clear a backlog of about 2,000 children waiting for urgent dental treatment. And this is to put an end to painful toothache. The Auckland District Health Board vowed in November to fix the problem, with one board member saying it was keeping him awake at night. It committed $650,000 to clear the waiting list of 2,157 children by June, but the latest figures to be tabled at a meeting today show it has hardly changed. Dental Association President Katie Ayres is a paediatric dentist in Hamilton. She's with us now. Kia ora, Katie. Thank you for being with us today.
Good morning.
Why are these lists stubbornly high?
Well, I think the main concern is that despite an increasing number of theatre sessions being available, the number of children being referred every week tends to at least meet or perhaps be greater than the number of children being treated.
Is it in line with population growth, as in is it a percentage that is staying the same but because populations are getting bigger it's more individual people, or is it becoming a larger problem?
I think it's becoming a larger problem. I guess we've had more New Zealanders coming back to New Zealand over the last 18 months or so, but we haven't been seeing the immigrant children coming in that we were seeing prior to that, because often those immigrant children did have a lot of decay also.
A shortage of theatre space. Why is that?
Well, there's just not enough capacity within the hospitals. They have so much other urgent work that's needing to be carried out in terms of medical surgery that the dental surgery just doesn't have an access to enough theatres, and also there are staffing issues as well. It's not just having the $650,000 is fantastic, but you actually also need to address the access to theatres and also having the right kind of staff that are able to undertake this kind of work.
What is the problem particularly with young children and tooth decay?
Well, you know, this report that's going to be tabled today says that by the age of five, 68% of Maori children and 75% of Pacific children already have tooth decay. And that's just a shocking figure. So what we really need to be doing is going right back to those children from the age of 1 year of age and making sure that they are accessing preventive care and are living in healthy tooth environments.
Fluoridation of the water is something that is divisive, and I suppose what is your view on whether that should be happening or not and what difference that might make?
Well, we have no doubt that the extension of community water fluoridation will improve oral health, not only of children but of adults as well. So we are really looking forward to the government progressing this issue.
What more needs to be done here? I mean, I suppose is it a two-pronged approach that you've got to deal with prevention, but you also need pretty urgently to deal with 2,000 children, young children, who are in pain as a result of waiting and waiting and waiting for the surgery.
Absolutely. And so the service is looking at that. They've started, for example, operating services on a Saturday, both to assess the children, to put them on the waiting list, but also to treat children. They've got an extra mobile theatre running in the area, which started in May and will be running through to July. And they're also looking at outsourcing work to private providers as well. But absolutely, they need to be doing a lot of preventive work as well, because the other thing that this report showed, that 61% of children haven't attended for dental checkups. So when they catch up on those routine dental checkups, they're sure to find more and more children needing referral for general anaesthetic. So the more prevention can be done and the more they can catch up on those checkups and preventive care, that should help over, you know, probably 2 to 3 years to reduce the number of children being referred into that service.
Ngā mihi, thank you very much. Dental Association President Katie Ayres.